This is the opening market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today on Tuesday by Joe Camp of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Joe, what are we looking at with the trade in the grains?
Grains higher, some general follow through on the optimism that we had a taste of last week at times leading up into the inauguration, the new government administration taking office, and now providing at least some guidance on what's ahead policy-wise. That was really over the weekend the most bullish trigger, especially for the soy complex, that we had this whole host of executive orders, and there is said to be a memorandum that covers trade policy in this direction for a review, including the relationships with big buyers like China, Mexico, Canada, but yet no actual tariffs increased right away. And that could at least leave some room for better relations and at least less than feared type of an impact that we're seeing right now. So that really is the real linchpin under this bullishness for now. You also have the South American weather storyline. They have received some rains recently in those driest areas of southern Brazil and Argentina, including some more moisture over the weekend, yet those rains were a bit less than had been forecast, and now there's a lot of uncertainty, but generally an expectation that they turn drier again, especially throughout Argentina, hot and dry, leading to probably further crop losses. We're going to have to offset that against what we know to be now an advancing start of harvest in central and northern Brazil.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Welcome to January and the beginning of the new year. While we don't know for sure what 2025 will bring, we always need to do our best to be prepared. The same holds true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Make sure you're always aware of the weather forecast, as winter weather can change in the blink of an eye. Be certain of what conditions you may face throughout your route. And you can always check conditions across the state by calling 511 on your phone or downloading the Iowa 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
March corn up 3¾ at 488 even. March soybeans up 25 cents at 1059 even. March soybean meal up 810 at 305.30. March soybean oil down 15 cents at 45.54. On the Merck, February live cattle up 70 cents at 197.45. March feeder cattle up 77 cents at 268.82. February lean hogs up 87 cents at 82 even. February pork cutout unchanged at 91.32. Class 3 milk down a penny at 20.17. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.